Yo, 7:45 a.m. I don't know why I'm up. I was up till like 3 in the morning or later. I got home 1 or 2. Then I watched Last Chance U. Second season of Last Chance U is really good. Yo, Brokers last night was the shit. Had such a good time. I can't tell you guys. Jeff Garland, what a, the best dude. One of the best dudes in show business, as far as I know. Him and Mike Birbiglia. I'm not gonna rank people, but those are the two best dudes that I ever met. And just a funny dude. I mean, and good hang. I don't know. I'm not trying to name drop like an asshole. I know he's a big star and everything, but he's nice to me. And I don't know. I'm a nobody, so I can name drop. Once I'm famous, I'll only name drop people you never heard of. I'll name drop, I won't tell you about the famous people I know. Or maybe that's what people want to hear. Is that what people want to hear? I don't know. I obviously don't know what people want to hear. Look what I do. This show. Nobody wants to hear this, and I do it. I know some people. Kevin always enjoys it. He sent me a message yesterday. I didn't reply to it. I didn't get a chance to. But he said Robert E. Lee High School should change their name to Bruce Lee High School. Think of the money they save on the sign in front of the school. Everybody loves Bruce. You can't argue with any of that logic, Kevin. Right on. I will, I think that Bruce Lee should have more, we should have monuments in the U.S. He is great. Now there's I think he might not have been the best dad or husband, but he, I'll say this, one thing he didn't do was declare war in the United States. So that's, I think that should be a bar that you have to pass in order to have a fucking statue in America. Maybe you didn't declare war on the country. Pretty good. It's a pretty good thing to say. I don't know why it's controversial. I don't know if Robert E. Lee declared... He fought against the country. That's all. If you are a supporter of the Confederate States, you no longer listen to this show, I would imagine, at this point. So, I feel pretty safe expressing my political views on this show that very few people listen to. And not to mention, I believe... Trump's approval rating's like fucking 34% or less. I can live without that percent ever liking me. I would be quite happy with the same people that approve of Trump to disapprove of me. I would like his disapproval rating to be my approval rating. That'd be great. I don't think there's anybody that has that kind of approval rating. Maybe Ed Sheeran. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a pop star that's universally loved, and I don't think he even is. Because I don't know. I couldn't tell you an Ed Sheeran song. Not that that means anything. I'm not like one of those people are proud, but I don't even know one Taylor Swift song or something like that. I'd be like, well, so what? You'd because you don't know about somebody that makes them not famous or beloved or good. You just don't know about them. That's your problem. Yeah, like I've never seen a Fast and the Furious movie. Well, you're missing out, motherfucker. You're not missing out that much. But for me, peaked at Fast 5. Was that the... Yeah, but... All right, let's take a quick look, see what's going on in the news. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm up so early. 7:56. Am I going to... What? I didn't watch this fight. I didn't really I don't know about boxing. I feel like there's a big boxing event like twice a year or something. So I guess there's like when else is there box? Is it boxing all the time? I don't know. I just, I'm not, it's fine to watch it. Like, I would watch the fight if I was somewhere and everybody's like, hey, we're watching the fight. I'm on board. I'm not, I love an event. I love a sporting event. I love anything. I love any kind of big event. U.S. Open. I've been to U.S. Open a bunch of times. Hopefully, maybe I'll go this year. And I can give a fuck about tennis. Give a shit about it. But it's an event. It's fun. And it is fun to watch, like, in person. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, this is the wrong. Let's get to the news. Backus. Mayweather won. And Mayweather beats McGregor, and I don't know anything about either one of them, except I think I keep hearing Mayweather hit his wife or something, but I don't know if that's true. I have no idea. And then I hear McGregor's an asshole, and I don't know why. Despite privacy outrage, AccuWeather still shares precise location data with ad firms. So your phone, if you got AccuWeather, they're telling advertising firms where you are. All our info. I mean, I guess you're... I don't even understand why it's valuable to people. Maybe I'm like naive here, because I'm just like, what are you gonna do with that? You know where I go, so you'd be like, I'm gonna buy what I'm gonna buy. I don't feel like. I mean, advertising must affect me. It's gotta, but I don't feel like it does. I feel like I'm smarter than advertising, but that's probably why. But I'm probably a fool. I'm probably even more susceptible because I don't believe it. Boy, it'd be like, hey, go to. But maybe it's good. It's not. I mean, I understand. You're like, I don't want people knowing where I am. I'm not lucky. I guess I don't. It's all gonna come back. And I know eventually it'll be like, everybody's gonna be like, see, I told you, you didn't want your this info out there. You wanted your privacy, but it's just, I feel like it's impossible. I feel like it's gone. So I don't, you know, I'm pretty sure they know everything, and if they have a file on all of us of like, okay, this is where you go, these are the things that you, this is this is what you say on the phone or what you text. This is, you know, and this is the stuff you look at on the internet. We have it all in a file. And if, you know, so be it. What do you, it, it's, This is the price we pay to have all the information for me to be able to record a podcast into my phone. And I can't upload it on my phone. What do I have to give up for that? I'll give up some more privacy to be able to upload it. That's a SoundCloud thing, though. They're fucking... They used to have it where you could upload in the phone, and then they took it out because they didn't... they wanted you to have less. Hey, SoundCloud, put that back in. I don't feel like going to my computer after this. I'll probably go to sleep. I'm probably going to go back to sleep after this. Either that or I'm going to run. And then I'll be really tired. But it'll be... I think I'll run. Oh, man. I think I'll get running out of the way this early. And then I'll probably end up falling asleep till like 3 in the afternoon. Well, I guess I'll tell you tomorrow what I did or didn't do. But I think this is it. I think we're done here. Is that all right? I mean, it's Sunday. What do you want out of me on a Sunday? I know I said that yesterday on Saturday. I'm like, hey, it's Saturday. I don't need to work on a Saturday. And then I'm like, hey, it's Sunday. I don't need to do this. It's the weekend. Originally, I wasn't even going to do this show on the weekend. I was going to do Monday through Friday. Then here we are. All right, I'm going to go. Now I'm getting loopy. I'm probably going to go to sleep right now. But I will see you tomorrow. We love you.